Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight with 100-1 odds. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on the main card fighter to win. That's code FANRUN in all caps. For a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook, must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. The show that...
Yep, that's what I thought.
Fan Run Radio.
Today we are here to move volunteer athletics forward to greatness. It is my sincere honor and privilege to welcome Dr. Danny White to the great University of Tennessee.
Really excited to be here. So proud to step into this unbelievable opportunity. I've never worked at the big brand place until now, and I actually like the fact that the brand needs to be polished a little bit. Let's build some positive momentum. If you're upset or you're negative, text your buddy. Don't put it on social media.
No. You were doing fine. You had been courteous and you had established trust. And now this ham-handed segue, it won't do.
Dance. Of the people that we hire, a head coach that I can trust unequivocally. We obviously have some work to do on our football program, as the Chancellor mentioned, from a leadership standpoint and, candidly, a competitive standpoint.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can dress real neat from our hats to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. It's a Tuesday edition of the program. Hope you're excited about it.
I am.
Are you on?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Davey, am I on?
You're on. Does it need to go up a little?
Yeah.
What number are you in? Are you on? Two? Turn number two up a little bit there, Hickman.
I ain't got no snare in my headphones.
There you go.
Where's the snare?
There you go.
A little more there, Hickman. A little more. I like to hear myself.
Yeah, he does. His is usually a little louder than mine because he likes just the way it is.
It's just, it's for my ears. I like to hear it. Big sound guy. You get it. You understand.
You want to have something sad?
No. I'm having a great day. I really don't.
It's not that sad.
Okay.
My own father yesterday said he was having trouble telling us apart, you and me.
Okay. This has gone on long enough.
Right.
We got to do something.
I know. You have to change your voice.
All right.
You can start smoking. Tell Uncle Cracker said he got his voice to be the way it was.
Nope.
How'd you get your voice the way it is, Davey?
I was just born this way. I don't know.
Just checking. I don't know if you had a special secret or something.
I mean, I
was born this way.
I didn't do lung darts or death sticks or anything like that, but it works for some people.
I'm not going to start smoking.
No?
No.
Maybe just a cigar every once
Bear
in a while.
Bear would kick my ass.
Well, that's true. What about a cigar once a year would be nice.
Yeah, around like, I don't know, late October.
Right.
Yeah.
You could probably take Bear right now.
I don't know, man. I saw him not that long ago.
I mean, he had treatment yesterday, so.
Yeah, but he's
People are like, wow, why are you being mean? I told the first thing when he told me that he was going through this process. I told him, I'm still going to treat you like bleep, so don't worry. He doesn't like it when people treat him nice, so I just always going to insult him every single time I get the opportunity.
I mean, I'm nice to him on the phone, but once I step in this room, gloves come off. Actually, I've been nice to him. I might have poked him a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
Get it? Poke the bear?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you got it. All right, up top.
Yep.
Up top. Tell your dad that him not recognizing his son's voice, that's on him.
That's sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it means I'm getting old.
Means what?
I think it means I'm getting old.
Why is that? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Maybe he's losing his hearing.
Maybe. It's true.
He's been in music a long time.
He's a
time.
Music guy,
He might have listened to it a little too loud for some years.
Uh-huh.
Could be an issue.
It's a good point.
Big day today.
Good point by you.
Yeah.
Is it a big day?
Yeah, man.
All right. Why?
Have you been under a rock, Hodges? Did you not see the news?
I saw the news.
Then how would you not think it's a big day?
Because it happened yesterday.
No, it's today.
What's today?
Adam Hickman's here.
Oh, that news.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the big news. Right, you didn't see the news.
That's
you kind of run the place. I thought maybe you'd have heard about that.
Well, I wasn't sure if I was going to have to do a bit on, like, following up or not and reliability and accountability, because it hit me driving in this morning that Adam and I hadn't talked about his start date being today in maybe
four
a week.
Days.
A week, maybe? Something like that?
Sounds about right.
I mean, normally.
Turn yourself up there a little bit. I mean, just a little
bit. Yeah, one party or the other says, like, hey, just want to make sure, you know.
Yeah, there's some people you can just trust.
I don't know. I was impressed. Come down the hill, and this vehicle's already in the parking lot.
I just love that the drive thinks that he really wanted to stay and not come, and you, like, forced him to do it.
Yeah.
That's what I love. Mm-hmm. I love that we pulled the old rope-a-dope on the drive.
With it being Optimism
Drivel,
Tuesday.
Sorry, drivel.
I know a lot of people don't like that I'm not a fan of baseball, but I had a really cool baseball reference. And so, Adam, this is your opportunity. You're getting called up from the minors. You're going to the majors. So we'll get to see how this goes for you. It's an opportunity. I hope you make the most of it. Would hate to send you back down.
See, it's funny because the drive said that this was him getting sent back down.
Oh, see, I only listen to good shows. So
Russell called it a lateral move at best, as I recall. Fascinating, really. Fascinating. But no, it's a big day. Big news.
Yeah. New intern, Adam Hickman.
Not new.
Old intern. Not really old.
I mean.
Midstream intern.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Middle.
Midstream?
Yeah, that's weird.
How long does one have to be an intern to be, like,
just an intern?
Established.
An old intern?
Old intern sounds means like they
like
were
you're
here.
Like 48
like
years
Alex
old?
Comas is an old intern.
Oh, okay.
Like he was here.
Established intern?
Yeah. I mean, a semester, right? I guess it depends on the quality of their work.
That's true.
You know?
We've had some that took longer than others.
Some never made it.
To kind of get
some
get going.
Never made it.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Not that way.
No, I know. I got you.
What time did you get here, Adam?
Apparently, he beat me.
And he didn't just park outside the gate, so you could see
no,
that
I
he'd
didn't.
Been waiting on you for a while.
No, he hid across the
I
street.
I was lurking in the darkness.
Yeah.
I think I got here about 6:39.
Oh, so you weren't here at that?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, three,
yeah,
4 minutes
like
behind?
Yeah, you were like 3-4 minutes behind
me. All right.
Good. Mm-hmm. Glad we got that squared away.
I was afraid I'd been here like 5:45.
5:45?
No, I'm just saying there
5:45. You think you would be an hour and 15 minutes early?
I think there have been certain interns that if I hadn't told them that we don't get here, that, you know, we just get here in time to do the show, that they would have, if I had to have them.
I mean, we get here and like prep and stuff, though.
If I had.
We got a rundown that we should.
There are
look
certain
at.
Interns in
yeah.
the past
uh-huh.
that if I'd said, guess on when to be at the station to
yeah.
like, you know, be impressive and be here. Yes, I think 5:45 would be the time some of them would have arrived.
Wow.
I try to let people know not to be too early in the morning. because I don't want them to, you know.
Coach Vice always said, if you're 5 minutes early, then you're 15 minutes late.
Okay.
Who?
Isn't that what Tom Coughlin and Vince Lombardi also said?
I don't know. They're not as good of a coach as Coach Vice.
I've always heard if you're 15 minutes early, you're on time. I don't know.
If you're 5 minutes early, you're how many minutes late?
If you're 5 minutes early, then you're 15 minutes late.
So we're 20.
So you got to be 20 minutes early.
According to Coach.
So this, well, then me and Hickman are good.
So this is Lombardi and Coughlin minus five or plus five. I'm not sure how to say that.
What did Coach Carter say?
I don't remember Coach Carter's
Coach
time.
Summit, it was an hour.
An hour?
Well, before practice.
You had to be there an hour before practice?
Yeah.
Like everyone?
Yeah.
What'd you do for the hour?
Got ready.
You don't have to get ready if you stay ready.
Sometimes you got to tape the floor. Sometimes you got to roll out the equipment.
I understand you being an hour early because you're really like have an hour's worth of work to do.
Right. Yeah.
I don't understand the players.
Oh, they got to get taped up. Got to get the stretching in.
So basically, they just better be in the building an hour early doing something before practice.
Correct. Unless you had class or something like that.
And can they go shoot, you know,
of course,
in that hour?
Of course.
Once they're dressed and taped up.
Some would get there early for that very reason. Mm. Go get some shots in on their own. Try to earn favor with the coaching staff. That's why I'm early every day.
See, I like that Hickman didn't virtue signal and park it like right in front of the gate. I'm here. I beat everybody.
You should probably get him a key. That's the next step.
That is.
That's a big one. That's probably how you know you're established.
If you get the gate key.
But if he has a gate key, he would also need a door key. It's amazing. There's a lot. It's a process.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You got to earn it.
It's true.
I mean, I would like him to have a gate key, so if he beats me, that's one less thing I have to do. But the door key, I don't know, Hickman. I don't know. Are you door key worthy?
Don't be like Russell. Like, don't be
what, door key?
Don't be a gate snob. Like, Russell said the best thing about overtime. Well, he once said the best thing about overtime starting is he no longer had to close and lock up the gate.
I would imagine that would be brutal in, like, early February.
It is. It's bad.
It's not that bad at 6 p.m. when you just have to close it and put the lock on it. But, yes, opening it up, especially when it's been frozen before.
Oh, yeah. I've had to sit out there and figure it out. I was like, do I have any water in the car? No. So I just right in the keyhole. It's the only thing I could think of. You just blow into it. I'm sorry, Dave. What? You gave me the look.
I mean,
what else would I do? Oh, sorry, the lock's frozen. Can't do the show today? No.
Oh, I wasn't thinking about that. I had like a sexual innuendo.
No, I know. I know exactly what you were thinking. I'm just saying, like, that's what you have to do. You just...
We've learned one WD-40 treatment at the beginning of winter usually takes care of it.
It was still frozen a couple times.
It's a little sticky sometimes, though.
Yeah, it's true. Ice. Big problem. Okay, the real news that I wanted to talk about.
Uh-huh.
Tennessee baseball, 100% capacity for Arkansas.
You know what happened to me yesterday?
I
got a follow-up message.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Your source was totally off.
Nope, he wasn't.
He wasn't.
I didn't check my phone again.
In the show, he said no changes yet.
9:52, got the message.
A.M.?
Yeah, and I missed it. We were going.
Man,
we were 3 minutes.
Are you kidding? We could have broken that
news? We could have broken it, yeah.
That's when we were talking about Carol Baskin's husband. Thank you, Dave.
Don Lewis. Right.
R.I.P.
And if he was under the septic or the foundation or the...
Speaking of Tigers, we got to get into that later on, too.
A lot of layers on that onion.
Seasoned intern, Eric says.
Seasoned, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to give your update at 9:52 that you said you were going to do? No? No?
Got word. It said, okay, it isn't official yet, and we can't sell them quite yet, but word is we're going full capacity this weekend.
Not tonight, though. It doesn't start tonight.
Why doesn't it start tonight?
I don't know. I'm asking. I don't know.
It starts tonight.
You just said this weekend.
This weekend.
Wait, it's not tonight.
Yeah, not tonight. No,
no
Friday night.
That's why I was asking. Like,
I'm
what's
confused. Why tonight? Why are you talking about
no,
tonight?
No, that's what I was saying.
Yes,
so
this weekend, Arkansas.
So tonight, too dangerous, but Friday, pack them in there.
Mm-hmm.
Did I read that Friday's game's already sold out?
Dude, I went there yesterday, and they were all single tickets only for all 3 days as soon as I got to the site. And somebody that got a single ticket got, like, a great ticket, but they were like, yeah, you can only get singles. See,
do you see how easy it is? Just pause.
Did you ask them if you could get two singles that are next to each other?
That's a good one, Dave.
No, I don't know.
Like, I mean, that's literally, like, sometimes they have it set up where it's only singles, but if you ask, they'll be like, actually, yeah, we got two that are right next to each other.
Do you see how easy it is?
What?
Like, give Tennessee fans a winner. They are happy. They buy the tickets.
Buy all the tickets.
Product good. Fans happy.
Mm-hmm.
Money come. That's the formula. That's that easy. It's so easy. Instead, we got Mr. Text a Buddy over there.
We need we have the shareholder society. And stuff.
The reason that we're losing money is because the fans don't feel like they're invested. No, it's because it's a crappy product. It's not your fault, Danny, but I'm just saying, like, this is what it's really this simple. Hire a good coach, he wins, you sell tickets, you sell merchandise, you sell beer. Everything is fixed. It's so simple, it's easy. Field a team that makes people proud. Voila. It's not some magic trick or potion. We watch this team. It represents us. They're gritty. Not a team full of stars. We don't have Jack Leiter and Kumar Rocker. Oh, man, top two. No, we're just a scrappy bunch. One of our best players is the damn walk-on. That's what it's about. It's a team game. They're a good team. Davey wouldn't know. He never watches them. Haven't watched a game all year.
Now that I recall,
you did watch the end of one on a voluntary reaction, right?
There was that, and then on Easter, turns out that Alabama game was on the TV while I was getting food. So I'll partially count that one.
Did you watch it?
I saw like half an inning.
Where were you? Like half, at a residence or at an establishment?
I was at my parents.
Half an inning. Were we at the plate or were we pitching?
Alabama was batting. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
So we were pitching?
Well, yeah, I realized that. I was just trying to, like, I can't remember, like, who was on the mound for us, but I just remember a guy in red, which is what Alabama wears. He was holding a bat, you know?
Well, it was on Easter, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, so that would have been Tidwell. He's our Sunday man. Blade Tidwell, pitcher.
Blade. Laser. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Blazer.
It's Davey Hudson, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate his contributions, each and every one of them, except yesterday's Depot, which has been stricken from the record and will never be listened to or spoken of again.
It was the worst ever. Shut up. It needs a movie review. A Depot without a movie review.
Sometimes the headlines are good. They just have to be, like you said, strong headlines. Mm-hmm.
Like talking about Hitler's sex life. Like that one perked interest.
It perked something, sure. If that's what you want to say and call it.
People really got up for that one.
Okay. Okay. Any other sexual puns you'd like to make?
Come back to me.
All right. That's Davey.
Davey Hudson, ladies and gentlemen. That's our man.
We have a movie
for today.
The bar's
really low for you, Adam, you know?
Yeah.
You chime in, that's all you have to... Have to be yeah. better then.
Yeah,
it's not that hard. Yeah.
But hey, 100% capacity. That's good. We're back, baby.
Well, if they're doing 100% for baseball, you know that means no more. I mean, I know they'd already said. But
yeah, they'd already said
no more questions about football.
Certainly not outdoor stadiums.
It did. I mean, I did wonder if there was going to be this long, like, I guess. Game of chicken where no one wanted to be the first to say 100%, but thankfully the good folks in Texas and then, you know, we're like, nope, we'll do it.
When Ole Miss did it, did they say like we're 100% open, or was it just like a come if you want? Did they announce it? I mean, we kind of said, like, I'm surprised they announced it.
Well, they want the credit.
It's funny because initially you wanted the credit for, oh, we're shutting down and we're going to be sold.
That's my big takeaway out of
all this. And now it's, look at us, we're open.
People just want credit. They want credit for anything and everything. They just want to be in the news.
And first.
Yeah.
Vice
But they don't want to get canceled. So that's why there was a whole kind of middle ground where, like, don't do anything to, like, be made fun of. Right.
Was there an official announcement on this?
What? Oh, yeah.
No. Like, from Danny White?
Oh, no. Just a tweet from Tennessee Athletics, right? Or at least I didn't see
the article says Danny White announced Monday that the Vols are expanding baseball attendance to 100%. I never saw an official release with, you know, quotes or data, anything like that. So I was just curious.
There's not anything on the website.
There's not. I went there first. Just, I figured maybe he'd say something like, well, we've studied the, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But nothing like that. Just wanted his name in the front sentence.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's okay. He deserves it. Brett wants to know if we think Blade should pitch Saturday and move Heflin to Sunday.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, good stuff there, Dave. He also wanted to know game times. Yes, game times are available. One moment, please. Well, tonight's game is at 6:30 against Tennessee Tech. Friday, 6:30. Saturday, noon. Sunday, 1 p.m.
I'm not a big fan of the Sunday noon. I should go like Sunday at 4. I mean, sorry, the Saturday noon.
Yeah, not
I should go
no,
later on Saturday.
I'm going to miss most of that game, probably. It's a bummer. That could be a very big
one. Oh, here's
because you got to win one of the first two. To avoid the sweep.
You do have to do that.
Or to win the series, I guess,
Not
too.
To avoid the sweep, but to win the
series.
That's
true. Yeah, I messed up our saying. That's my bad. It's on me. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it. Doing a great job this morning.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no... I did find the little blurb on the website, but there's no quote like you mentioned. Okay. It says, as vaccination numbers continue to rise... And other stadiums throughout the Southeastern Conference have demonstrated the ability to safely host events without attendance restrictions. Tennessee Athletics is taking this final step in its phased approach to creating an impactful home field advantage, which will also enhance the game day experience for fans supporting the fourth-ranked Vols heading into postseason play.
Cool.
As preparations for a full-capacity stadium are finalized this week, Tuesday's home game against Tennessee Tech will be contested with limited attendance restrictions still in place. Friday season opener against Arkansas with first pitch set for 6:30 p.m. Eastern time will be the first home game of the season.
Season opener? What did you say? Series opener?
Yeah.
Oh.
Friday series opener against Arkansas. Maybe I said that wrong.
You said season opener.
With first pitch set for 6:30 p.m. Eastern time will be the first home game of the season for which capacity restrictions will. It is the season opener for full capacity baseball at Lindsey Nelson Stadium.
Is that what they called it?
Or no, I was just saving myself from that misspeak. Yeah.
So this is the first Tennessee sporting event in a year and a half?
Here's the dumbass part of this. Should the Vols earn hosting privileges for an NCAA regional next month,
I love that one.
It should be noted that the NCAA has mandated that host venues cap attendance at 50% of capacity for those games.
Right.
God, can we just get out of – let's just pull out of the NCAA.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
What?
You're doing it.
What am I doing?
You're about to make him mad.
Who?
Bear.
Why would Bear get mad about the NCAA at doing 50% capacity?
Because you know why they're doing the 50%.
Why?
Corona.
But it's fine. It's been proven it's fine.
Not just, you know. Tennessee. They got to take their, you know, precautions.
Tennessee even said that. They even said, hey, other people are doing it. Hey, Tennessee, why are you open to full capacity? Because everybody's doing it. That's literally what they said.
Well, And
everybody's doing it, and it's been safe. That's
there,
what they
said. That's the key back. Yeah.
So if everybody's doing it, and it's safe.
The back half of that sentence.
Why
is
can't
important.
The NCAA do it? Why can't the NCAA change their? Don't they make less money if it's 50%?
Yeah. I mean, they could still change it. There's still time.
Yeah, maybe they will. They do have some time.
Yeah. When Is it this week?
Thursday or Friday this week. I don't know. They so messed up.
We'll work on that.
They're busy working on that NIL stuff for July 1st. It's about to be crazy.
That's true. I got a lot going on.
Yeah. Like, do you think, like, so, like, it's the last day of June. It's like 11:59. And then, boom, the clock hits. And, I mean, who's the Heisman front runner this year for college football?
Spencer Rattler.
Okay. Do you think midnight, boom, Spencer Rattler, new face of college Adidas
so
or whatever.
Really, it's a bad face.
It is.
He's, yeah.
Well, they'll help him up and black, you know, face paint him.
I'm not trying to be mean. He's just he's a strange-looking guy. And he's a jerk.
Okay.
So I don't feel as bad. Bad teammate.
Was there a bigger star? I mean, who's the guy? Who would be on the cover of the NCAA video game?
Sam Howell.
Sam Howell.
Probably would have been. Yeah. That would have been Trevor Lawrence.
Well, okay.
Well, yeah. For next year, he's saying for the
Sam Howell. Inks.
Trevor Lawrence is making millions already on endorsements. He's already in
Sam
the
Howell, first Air Jordan football college rep. Boom, midnight, July 1st. You think that the news breaks? Like, Jordan's a marketing genius. North Carolina's the first Jordan football school. Sam Howell.
He
boom.
Played there.
He's pushing merchandise.
Sam Howell, really? Is he big time?
You guys gave me the name. I didn't.
I didn't give it. I was on Hickman.
It's a pretty good one. It would stink.
Is he the Heisman frontrunner?
It would stink.
Or is he in like what?
He will probably be top three.
Really?
Every list I've seen, man, predicting the preseason Heisman guys.
Adam, yeah. Did you know he wanted to come here? Bad.
I did know that. Yeah.
And Jeremy Pruitt thought he was too short. He's 6'2" and a half.
Well, Jeremy Pruitt's an idiot.
I'm glad we agree on that.
Bryce Young, Alabama. Is that better?
I don't know. I haven't seen him.
Quarterback at
Alabama.
Apparently
he looked pretty good in the spring. I didn't watch their junk.
JT Daniels. Is it Matt Crow? Lane Kiffin's thinking ahead. Does Mississippi
have
NIL?
They did already start the Heisman campaign for him.
State of Mississippi, aren't they in on that?
I don't know.
I think they are. Oh, God.
What?
It'll be Dan Mullen, won't it? He'll have his arm around Emory Jones because Florida's got the best. You can make the most money in Florida. Or who's their other quarterback? Is that a battle?
Yeah, I can't remember his name, though. He's a big guy, strong guy.
Dan Mullen will have his arm around both of them, and they'll both be holding up big checks from whoever.
Also Jordan Brand.
Jordan, yeah. Mm-hmm. If I was Jordan, that's what I would do. I'd have like I'd have 14 or 15 of the top guys, and I'd have bought them all, and I'd announce it at midnight on July 1st.
But you can't just – Can you just do that?
I'd have. Them.
I mean, obviously, they can't all play in Jordans unless, you know, they're a Jordan. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a Tennessee player couldn't pop some Jordan cleats on.
They could wear Jordan stuff on their own around campus.
Oh, no, sure.
Yeah, so yeah. I would. I'd buy the top 20 guys. I'd put checks.
What if they're in Adidas school? Then they can't wear that stuff around. Oh, they can, but they get in
they
trouble.
They can on their own. If they're not, it's, when they're not with the team.
It's discouraged.
When they're not with the team.
It's discouraged.
I wouldn't care. If I was Jordan, why would I care? I'd have checks in their mailbox the day before, and I'd have a whole plan at midnight, pictures with the checks.
Why?
Be a huge marketing thing.
All right. If you say so. We'll see what the NCAA does.
They're
in trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I think.
I just imagine the meetings of these guys sitting around. So what I think we should do is what if
we just wait?
What if we give them some gift cards to some restaurants or something? I mean, can you imagine the ideas that these old curmudgeon guys
have?
I'd
love to hear them. I'd love to be in that room.
You're not kidding about Spencer Rattler, man. Look at this picture.
I know, dude. He's
this guy's Jordan. He wears his Jordan headband already, you know? Oklahoma Jordan School?
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
See? There you go. It's going to be a thing. Come back with more. Stick with us. It's an Optimism Tuesday edition of three. Who's going to be our star cashing those big checks?
Me.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN, Fan Run Radio.
Troy Green.
865-546-8200 if you want to join the program. Brad said it would be Mullen's wife with her arm around the player.
Okay. True, though. Giving him a big old kiss.
Captain Touchback wants to know the last time Tennessee sports had a sellout. Probably this time.
Senior day basketball last, like 2 years ago? Before the shutdown, maybe? Maybe not. I don't know.
Honestly, it's probably the last Lady Vols softball game before everything shut down.
Could be.
Because they're always sold out. It's crazy.
Hmm.
I don't know. Hopefully they can, you know.
Right, the ship.
Yeah, yep. Somehow. Yep. Be interesting to see what I'll text the buddy does with that program. TK said, Nealon will be full this fall till the games begin and we lose to Pitt.
That was unnecessary. It's Optimism Tuesday. You shouldn't have read that.
That was funny.
Take it back. Take it back.
I didn't say it.
You did. You said it.
TK sent it
He
in.
Texted it.
He tweeted it.
Well, it's text.
It is in text form, yes.
Shame on you for reading that.
I'm going to assume it's sarcasm.
We're going to beat Pitt.
All right. Definitely beating Pitt, right?
Yeah, Bowling Green, Pitt,
we're gonna
Tennessee Tech,
we're gonna
South Alabama.
3-0 heading to the Swamp.
What? You look deep in thought there, Dave.
Yeah. I'm in a little bit of a conundrum between having to decide between Optimism Tuesday and being realistic.
Oh, for Pitt?
You can't guarantee that's a win.
I guarantee it. That's right. I, Houston Crest, on May 11th, 2021, have guaranteed the win.
Line's
over Pittsburgh.
Be a field goal. It's a guaranteed win. Yeah, okay.
Just wait. Just wait. Put it in the ledger. Circle back. I'll see you in September.
When are you getting punched in the face by Will?
Not.
We'll get to that later.
What? Did he commit somewhere? Is he signed? That's what I thought. Shut up. It's Optimism Tuesday.
We'll talk about it later. Let's go to Matt on the phone lines. What's up, Matt? You're on Three and Out.
Matt?
Yeah, that was a long...
A long what?
When it transfers the phone, it makes that sound, and that one was like 5 seconds. It went like...
Way to go, Dave.
I blame Davey.
It sounds like a personal problem for Matt. I don't know. I did everything just as normal.
Sure.
I don't think you did, Davey. I think you screwed up something. Now I can't hear out of my right side of my ear. I've had to switch sides, and my left side.
Way to go, Dave! Just
injuring the listeners.
I hate to see it.
I was going to be optimistic, but now I'll make a bet we lose to Bowling Green.
Bowling,
take it. I'm taking it.
Do you know how bad Bowling Green is?
We're like 26 point favorites, Matt.
Oh come on! You know how bad we are. God, we lost to Georgia State, guys.
I am the guy that said there's no
way.
Okay,
that
lose
was
to
2 years
State.
Ago, and we had a brainless. Bald idiot for a coach. Hypo has hair and a brain and fun and dodgeball.
I wonder if we didn't win just because he always looked curious.
Hmm.
He never made a decision.
Like that eyebrow was always up type of thing?
Yeah. I can't. That guy, man, when I think of him, I just really get angry.
I was like
Butch
that.
Butch was just an idiot. That guy just torpedoed the pro. This guy we just had just torpedoed the pro.
I still, for a year or two after Butch, just got the shivers when I would hear his name or when Dave would drop a hotkey.
Yeah, Butch is, they all piss me off, man. Even the administration over there. This guy's got such an uphill climb. Does he not?
It's vertical.
Yeah. Are we going to have to wear masks this weekend?
Nate, did they say anything in the release about masks?
Well, Matt.
I know for Braves games, you have to wear it to scan your ticket, and then you can immediately take it off. Basically, just to prove you have one.
It's like a lot of things these days. The answer to that question is technically yes, but functionally no.
When I was there for the Vanderbilt game, wear it through the gate, and then take it off once you got to your seat. But it was kind of loosely enforced
as
you're walking around.
And you could, when you went to get a drink or something, maybe put it back on. Yeah.
Matt, I didn't wear mine at all once I went through the gate. I didn't even have it with me. I just walked around. I bought beer. I bought stuff for the kids. I went up to the, it didn't matter. No one said anything.
Yeah, and they shouldn't. We went to dinner last night and ate at Keffi, and I don't wear my mask anywhere, and my wife wears her mask everywhere, and it's just freaking weird, man. Like, I told her, I'm like, would you stop already? I mean, come on. Like,
hey, she's wearing a mask for two. Cut her some slack.
I know. But then you can go into a whole different level of argument for that about oxygen to the baby and all that stuff. I mean,
that's
Lord,
good point.
I could. So
wait, what'd you get at Keffi?
If someone else wants to wear theirs, who cares, Matt? Let them wear it. I don't care. Just everybody's got their own reasons.
I don't care either. But it's just come on. We're past the whole. I mean, if they're gonna open up the game and say, okay, we're gonna do a sellout, but they require masks to enter. I mean, that's about as dumb as, you know. Doesn't make any sense.
No, I agree with you.
About when they ask you to social distance getting off the plane as you sat on the plane for six hours
right
beside everyone.
Exactly.
Make sure you give space for the person in front and behind you.
It's I like, got the I fried, just sat beside I got them. Fried cheese. I don't know what it's called, Sagoda or whatever it is. Freaking, oh my God, delicious, dude, with the fig.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I could just eat that. Like, just give me a meal of that with the bread. I think that would be good.
Mm. Have you eaten there yet, Nate?
No.
Oh, God.
Nate, you got to go, man.
You got to go.
Where is this?
Old City. Keffi.
It's called?
Keffi. It's Greek.
Mm. Yeah, Greek, authentic Greek, I think. As close as we're going to get in Knoxville. But they got some. It's good, man. It's all small plates. You can order just different stuff, different, you know.
All right.
The roasted chicken, really good, if you get a chance.
Got the check.
Hey, we're getting, Knoxville's actually, we're stepping up when it comes to the food scene, guys. I'm impressed. Over the last decade, they've, you know, breweries, burgers, just the scene in Knoxville, it's booming, guys. We're doing everything right except for winning football games.
Mm-hmm.
Saganaki,
that's it. Yep.
That was good. That was really good. I didn't think I'd like the Octopodi, and it was good.
The Octopodi's good. We had that last night, too. That's it's different. I think if I just ate it and I didn't have to look at it, it would be it'd be fine. But when I look at it before I eat it, I just get a little tripped out. But it tastes good.
It tastes really good.
So we win this weekend. We got to jump to maybe two. You think we'll get to number one if we were to win?
If we sweep them, we truly might get to one, depending on what the Mississippi schools do. Is Ole Miss still ahead of us? Who is it? No, it's Vanderbilt, Arkansas, Mississippi State, then us, and then Texas. So depending on probably what Vandy and Mississippi State do. But if we were to sweep Arkansas, whew, that'd be tough to keep us out of the top spot. I mean, to sweep number one and you're number four, you probably should just leapfrog.
Well, I was trying to get tickets. Last night at dinner we were looking at, dude, you can't get a ticket, man.
You can get one by yourself. Group tickets, very difficult.
Yeah.
Wait. So, are you going or not?
No, I can't. I don't have a ticket. If I go, I've got to take the wife, and if she goes, I got. You know, there's two other people that go. So I'm trying to find tickets for four, and it's just I couldn't last. I'm sure if I kept looking, I could.
Probably scalped some.
Yeah, we thought about that, but then I hate scalping, man.
Mm.
I could just sit at home watching on TV. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's true.
I want to experience.
You can watch. You can watch one of them on TV. You'd have to stream the other two.
Friday sold out completely.
Yes.
So they're not going to all three of those on our TV. Are they? They're not on TV. You got to stream them.
The first and third game are SEC Network Plus. We do get the SEC Network game noon on Saturday.
That is weird.
Very.
Well,
I guess they set these schedules, like the TV schedules, way in advance, and probably had no idea that this would be a top four series.
Yeah,
it's kind of a bummer.
All right, guys. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, Matt. Thanks for the call. Sorry about the ear. Way to go, Dave.
I'm gonna try what Davey said.
What's that?
I'm gonna see if I can buy. Oh, man. Saturday now sold out. Just in going from one to the next.
You see, Dave. I think people care.
I think us talking about it is helping them sell.
When did
tickets.
I say they didn't?
No, I'm saying you should.
I'm not a conformist.
Okay. I'll leave that there.
Oh, you can't trick the system.
It's a good system.
You can't get one in your cart and then open another window and get the next one. It gives you the same ticket again.
Oh, man. Tricky.
I know. I'd have to buy one and then try and buy another one.
Could you just call the ticket office?
Yeah. I guess you could.
Yeah. Just do that. Okay.
Final segment.
There you go.
Hour one. It's optimistic. Barely any tickets left for Tennessee-Arkansas showdown this weekend.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN, Fan Run Radio. Invest in...
Final segment, hour number one. Oh, yeah, this is great news. This is just the news we need on Optimism Tuesday. This stadium is going to be packed. So the closest two tickets I was afraid because of because they had limited the attendance. Then when they opened back up, it was just kind of a glitch with that. Like what Davey said, the singles, there would be some close together, whatever. But because they had spaced everybody, that's why I had an inordinate amount of singles. But Friday sold out now. Saturday sold out. Sunday, closest two I could get together are in different rows, four seats apart. Mm. So that's...
I'm sure people would...
Well, it's going to be packed out. Yeah. I mean, you definitely can't get four like what Matt's trying to do.
Ah, make it first come, first serve. Get there early.
I wonder if they're going to... You know, my son was devastated when we went to the Vanderbilt game.
Why?
Playground wasn't open.
What?
Loves that playground. They let all the students onto the porch up there.
Right.
You know, and they didn't have to, I guess, they didn't have to limit that because there's no seats. It was just standing room.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty packed. And then...
No playground?
So it was packed with the college students, but they wouldn't let the little kids play on the playground, which is kind of interesting.
Those monsters.
I know.
Man.
He's just torn up.
You guys went Saturday, right?
We went Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah. A lot of action. Not
the good action.
Yeah. Well, some of it was.
Right near the
looked
beach.
Looked good early.
Close to the beach. Did you see what Rusty Enser said about Tony V?
What did Rusty Enser say?
Former Vol baseball captain.
Mm-hmm.
Said if Tony V stays at Tennessee, he will be the winningest coach of all time in Tennessee baseball history.
As long as
Danny, are you listening?
Danny! Lock him up?
I'm sure he will.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. End of the season, he'll get a big extension. Plus,
do you wait to the end of the season?
Yeah.
Why?
You just go in his office today and say, hey, end of the season. Big extension. And
but you got to give him some number. What if A&M comes calling?
Nah.
Or Missouri?
Nah.
He has built a nice thing here.
Yeah. You just got to let him know you'll take care of him. Then, I mean, if he gets a big offer, then he can bring it to you. Okay. Knock on his door. Hey, Tony. Definitely want to get you an extension end of the year. You get any big offers from anybody else?
Let me know.
Love what you're doing. Keep it up. You want him focused on the games. We've seen this play out where a coach gets, you know, into negotiations before the season's over and the season.
Yeah, but usually that's with like another team.
The season doesn't, you know, max out as well as it could with on the field.
Chris tweets in and says tickets to Sunday's game last night were $67 each. This morning they're $120 each. Supply and demand, folks. It's a business.
Mm.
Tony V is already fourth all time.
Already?
Mm-hmm. 121 and 61 in 4 years. Rod Delmonico, I did not realize he coached here for 18 years.
I didn't either.
He is 699 and 396.
I probably would have guessed 10.
Tony V's record is... He has easily the best win percentage. How about that? He's the man. Lock him down. Did I hear he drives a Maserati?
Tony V does?
Yeah.
It's too cool.
I mean, I know, right? Coach Summit had a Mercedes, but then, you know, most times she drove like a Denali around, and
I'm not
of course Tony
guy,
V just Maserati.
Okay.
Bear informs me that it's purple.
What's oh?
Like a dark purple Maserati.
Tony V drives a dark purple Maserati.
Yeah, maybe he's a big Prince fan. I don't know.
All right.
What's wrong with the purple Maserati?
Nothing.
It's very recognizable.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I mean, let's say you're a young lady and a purple I mean, that's going to catch your eye. And then he gets out. Whoo-hoo. I mean, you have to be a confident dude to drive a purple Maserati.
It's true.
So, I mean, he drips confidence. Mm.
Purple, huh?
I got another note from Bear. Can't say that on the air.
What? You're letting him impact the show too much.
That's fine. He's allowed to do that.
You're reading.
What? I mean, I thought the purple Maserati thing was kind of that was noteworthy, right? We're talking about Tony V. What did Pruitt drive? A big white F-250?
I just remember Butch Jones had the vehicle with the built-in hot seat.
Well, he had the what was that, Mercedes something. But he had like black rims because he's
ask
so cool.
Ask Bear what type of Maserati it is.
I don't have to ask him. He's listening, so he probably heard you ask that.
Okay, Bear, let us know what
Does it really matter what type of Maserati? It's a Maserati.
Yeah, I want to know because typed in purple Maserati, there's lots of options.
Well, yeah. I mean, they don't just make one car.
You know. You think the purple is a custom color? Isn't it the Maserati dealership that said they just need to sell one a month and they're good? That was like
I think so.
That's like their goal.
One a month.
Sell one Maserati a month.
Eric says, I am in love. I'm in like. I like the guy. Big fan. I love winning. I am in love with winning, and Tony V's a winner. So, yeah, I guess I am. Sign me up. We're going to win this series this weekend? Now, let's not get ahead of ourselves. We got a game tonight. Need to take care of business.
Yeah, we've struggled with midweek games. We've kind of barely won them.
Or the one we lost to.
To that terrible team?
Lipscomb?
Was it Lipscomb? They're not terrible, but we never should have lost to them. That was never even close. Something like 4-1 or something? Yeah, it was bad. Bad performance.
Houston Crest says, sheep travel in herds. That's why he/you let Bear have input on the show.
Mm. Quattro valve. Got that?
Quattro valve. Okay.
Never heard of it. I don't need details. Like, you tell me Ferrari, Maserati, Lamborghini, like, I get it. I don't really need much more than that. Don't price the car on the air. Let's not put his business in the street. He's a wealthy young man.
No, I was
he's
just,
a winner.
I was just wanted to see it. I didn't really care about the price.
Someone informed me that Maseratis break down easily.
They probably do.
For that price, surely you don't pay for repair. It's like Rolls Royce. Like, they send somebody over to fix it if it ever breaks down. You heard that story?
No.
Yep. They have traveling mechanics. Mm.
Okay.
Free of charge, I think.
Well, yeah.
Mm. What do you think, Dave? Maserati man?
Sure.
Dream car. Go.
Honestly,
you look
I
like
don't
a
know.
Mazda Miata guy.
I've never been that impressed by vehicles. I understand like what's nice, what's not. Like I really could care less. Like,
you can have any car in the world. And you just could care less.
I'll figure something out. I don't know.
All right.
I'm not a very materialistic person.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
I've drove the same car. The first car I ever had, I still have. Like, I take care of what I have, and I'm fine with it, man. Like, I don't know. Until it breaks down, like, I'm just going to keep driving it.
Do you have one, Houston?
Not really.
I don't either.
I liked Ferraris growing up, but it's a little too much work.
Hickman, dream vehicle?
Right now, give me a decked-out Ford Bronco.
Ooh, Bronco.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN, Fan Run Radio.